This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off with Cora. Hi, Cora. Good to talk with you, darling. What's going on?
Well, I took my routine mammogram, and I got a report that I was to come back in because it hadn't come out like they normally come out. And I went in for the second mammogram and then an ultrasound. And the mammogram, the second mammogram and the ultrasound both show a difference in the last mammogram that I've had. And they want me to do a biopsy, have a biopsy done. So I'm trying to find out. I know it could go either way, but I'm trying to find out what kind of things. I just kind of randomly heard you talking to some man about reversing some things in that area, and I just want to know what kind of things can I do to possibly reverse anything.
Well, you don't know. First of all, you don't know that it's anything, right?
Right.
Okay. So you don't know that it's anything. So let's not even go there. Now, is the doctor wanting you to have a biopsy? You're saying they do, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of controversy with biopsies, and you've got a lot of people that say if you go in, you put the core needle, and depending on the kind of biopsy they're going to do, they're probably going to do the needle biopsy where they go in. There's a lot of controversy that you're going to spread cancer cells everywhere, and it's something you don't want to do. There's a lot of research against that too, though. So I've worked very closely with some oncologists, and I know I can tell you this for a fact. If it was my wife, I would have her do the biopsy if they found something, because I would want to know what type of cells are in there. Or the other option is there a mass? Have they already found a certain size mass in there?
That's what they said they wanted to do the biopsy for.
That's what they want to do the biopsy for. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking my, are you asking my thoughts, or are you just wanting to know what you can do on the natural side to keep the body strong?
I'm trying to find out which way to go. I have no idea. I've never been down this road before, and I just need some help. I need to know something. I don't know what I'm up against.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think you definitely want to get another opinion. I would definitely go to another physician, whether it be a radiologist or an oncologist, and just maybe get some other opinions. Talk to someone about it. Go through maybe a 30-minute counseling time with them to get them to explain all the options. With the research that's out there right now, the biopsy, what they can do with it, with the information, is pretty remarkable. I was speaking with an oncologist the other day that I've worked with, and they were just telling me the research, you know, we think that there's, like with cancer research and all that, that there's just not been a lot of strides. But there really has. I mean, it's pretty incredible the leaps and bounds that they've made. And I'm a big advocate of natural all the way around. But I can tell you that there's a biopsy that needs to be done where they're trying to determine what kind of cells, whether it's in situ or not, whether it's invasive or not. That's really good information. And, you know, the other option is if they definitely had a mass that they saw The option is you could ask the surgeon or ask the group that you're working with if they would just cut around the edges and get all the margins and then go that route and then test the tissue from there. That's another option. But then you don't know if it was invasive, then they have to go back in, you know, depending on the amount of margins that they got. So it's just one of those deals where I would get another opinion. I definitely would not go the route. I can tell you this. This is what I would do. If I was a woman, which I'm not, I definitely would not just do all the natural stuff and try to make it go away. I don't think that's smart. I just don't. I think you need to do everything you can right now, starting right now, everything you can to be healthy regardless of what might be there or might not be there. That's just good wisdom. That's just taking care of yourself. And I know you don't know what way to go and what. Here's the thing. Eating healthy, very important. The foods that we put inside of our body become our body. Our body can only make new cells based on the foods that we eat every single day. So a lot of times with cancer cells or anything else or any type of abnormal cells, they usually come on based on poor lifestyle choices over a long period of time. And the good news is we can make those. We're kind of in control of that. We can change our lifestyle choices. I mean, you control what you put in your mouth every single day, the food you eat or the things you drink or the stress that you take on or don't or the rest that you get or don't. So you're in control of that. That's good news. Just think about if you weren't in control of that. So you can kind of make those choices and make those changes in your life. So that's the first thing is you want to start eating healthy, following an anti-inflammatory diet. That's one of the best ways to go, keeping it balanced. And I talk a lot about that in my book. If you don't know, I've got a book out called Empowering Your Health. It's at all the bookstores. I would look at that and start maybe learning some of that information and seeing if it's something you might want to apply to your life. Because working with your physicians, they're going to come up with a good game plan for you. Get a second opinion, though. I think it's smart. Even a third opinion is smart. So you can have good information to make the right kind of decisions for your health. And there's a lot out there. But no matter what you do, you need to come up with a good game plan, or I guess a better way to say it, it would be smart to come up with a good game plan naturally to give your body everything that it needs so you can work alongside with your medical team all the way around so that you're making good choices. I mean, and the reason I'm saying that is because not exercising, not drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, not avoiding stress, and then eating fast food all the time, that doesn't add up. That just doesn't make sense because you've got to do everything you can to be healthy. And you want to do everything you can by the choices you make to give your body every chance that it can to make those good new healthy cells. And that, it's just about education, educating yourself, empowering yourself so that you can have the kind of health that you're looking for and so that you have all the weapons that you need to battle anything that might come down the pipeline. And this might not be anything. And that's where your mindset needs to be. But your mindset also needs to be that you want to be prudent and that you want to be wise and you want to make good decisions right now. And you can. It sounds like you've got a great team around you. But get some other opinions. But definitely do something. Out of all those options, I think it is smart. Because to leave it sitting there is not wise, and time is on your side. One of the greatest gifts that we have is time, and to use time for our advantage is something that is so important. So I hope that helps. And you know, find out what's going on. If you want to call me back here on the show, you can, or you can always email me. But we're here for you no matter what. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. We'll be right back.
We're heading home after an adventurous day of sun and fun. I realize the glow in the back seat isn't coming from the kids' screens. It's actually coming from the kids. That's because my well-meaning but easily distracted hubby didn't use enough sunscreen on my poor burned offspring. Moms, don't let summer sun ruin your summer fun. That's why I use Topperson Afterburn Cream, and you should too. Topperson Afterburn Cream moisturizes and soothes the skin with 14 biomedicines, including arnica and echinacea, and is proven to help reduce the symptoms associated with sunburn, windburn, blisters, even scrapes and bug bites. With no aloe to dry out the skin, and no chemicals that can cause irritation or allergic reaction, Topperson Afterburn Cream is natural, fast-acting, and hypoallergenic. So if you're like me and want the best for your family, chase the burn away with Topperson Afterburn Cream, available at the Vitamin Shoppe, Natural Markets, independent pharmacies, and Amazon.com. Pain-free, live-free. Topperson. Rub it in.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Yeah. find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Talking with John, and John was asking the question about grains. I talk a lot about whole grains in the diet. Are they good for you or are they not? And people think, well, I'm not eating white bread, but I'm eating whole grain or whole wheat, and I'm thinking that that's good for you. Well, whole grains, although it's in the regular food pyramid that we use currently as a standard in America, which I think is kind of called the SAD diet, the standard American diet, but it's something that we see, and a lot of people think they're being healthy by eating a lot of grains. They're getting their fiber cereal, all those kind of things, and they're supposed to be so good for you, and they're great for your bowel movements and the whole nine yards. But the reality is that they have a protein in grains, most of the grains, processed grains rather, in America right now, and the gluten is a protein that's really tough on the body. It does cross what's called the blood-brain barrier, number one, and that's in, obviously, it's like a piece of saran wrap that's around the brain. It's supposed to protect the brain from particles and from things getting into the brain. And the gluten itself, when it goes in through there, obviously it can cause issues. They have found studies where that gluten can actually change and affect the DNA, and we've seen people and kids with autism that have come off gluten in their diets, and they've seen major changes in cognitive function in the way that they think. And with your average adult, which most people used to think that in medicine, that with gluten itself, that obviously if somebody who was gluten intolerant, they had celiac disease. And that was a big, big deal. And there's a test, an antibody test. And there's a couple different blood tests that can check to see if someone's gluten intolerant or not. And the reality is that beyond celiac disease, most people they have found are sensitive to gluten. That doesn't mean you could turn deathly ill like someone that is dealing with celiac, but it means that you can have a reaction to it. And a lot of the chronic fatigue and a lot of the depressions and a lot of the brain chemistry related issues that we have today, bipolar, and even though there's some genetic link to those, there also is a strong link to our diet and the things that we're putting inside of our body and how it can affect brain chemistry and how it can affect the overall body. Gluten also is a big stimulant to the digestive tract. It can cause a lot of food allergies and a lot of buildup in that area. So you have to be really, really careful, because when you're looking at it from that perspective, the irritable bowel syndromes and the Crohn's disease and the colitis and a lot of the different flare-ups and things that we see obviously are big deterrents and they're real challenges to the body. But one of the things you do is you take somebody off gluten for 7.5 to 8 weeks, because it does take about 7.5 weeks for gluten to clear out of the system. You put somebody on or take someone off gluten for that period of time and watch what happens to them. They'll clear up. Stomach will start getting better. Digestion will start getting better. And it doesn't take a wonder miracle to do that. I mean, it doesn't take some miracle drug to do that. Now, some of the medications, like the Remicades and that sort of thing, are helpful. They're great Band-Aids. But they're not really getting to the root cause. And I'm kind of going down a rabbit trail with that, because there's so many people that struggle with this. And I know that grains in your diet are supposed to be really, really good. But I would challenge that, because I don't think grains are going to give you the amount of fiber and the fiber that would be as beneficial as fruits and vegetables. I would much rather see somebody eat a big bowl of spinach or a big bowl of fresh berries or maybe some black-eyed peas or chickpeas. You're going to get much more fiber in that regard. Plus, there's going to be much more nutrient. They're nutrient-dense, where most grains are not. And although they have some nutrient value to them, even if it's whole grain, it doesn't matter. This stuff's pretty much garbage. I mean, if you eat grains, I'm a big fan of eating grains sparingly and not making it a habit. Now, if you do, you want to choose gluten-free. And a lot of the grocery stores and some restaurants are really coming on board and having gluten-free items and options. But a lot of the grocery stores definitely have replacements for whatever you eat that's flour-based. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of those that are available that you enjoy eating, there's always gluten-free options. So you might want to go to your store, check it out, just to have some. And still, even at gluten-free, you don't want to just chow down and eat grains all the time. Switch over and get those good lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, such as fruits and vegetables, and those good healthy fats. And watch your health change. That's the big key. Your energy levels will go up, you'll feel better, and you'll be able to function at a higher level. Thanks for that question. Great question. A lot of people struggle with that and don't really know what direction to go. 888-283-7272. You're listening to The On Call. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, back pain, headaches, depression. You just lost your dog. Maybe you're going through a divorce. You just want to talk. That's okay. Whatever it is, we're here for you. This show is about you. It's about you. So make it about you. Call me and talk about anything. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful about it. This is your life. It's your health, and we want to help you through it. Let's go now to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Good to talk
with you. My question is, my mother and I are fixing to start your diet. Now, let me give you a quick rundown of my mother's history. Last year, she went through four surgeries with kidney stones. The first surgery, they had to put an emergency stent, and then they did two lithotripsies, and then they finally just went in with a laser and had to eradicate her kidney stones. Now, that we've got that cleared up. The problem is she still has a recurring infection in her kidneys. Hmm. And she also has irritable bowel syndrome. And she has right hip, she needs surgery, and her left knee, she needs surgery to replace both of those items. And she has fibromyalgia. Now, my main question is, we're fixing to start your anti-inflammatory diet.
Okay.
And she has the irritable bowel syndrome. And she's worried about all of the vegetables that you list in the book for the carbohydrate part of the diet.
Okay.
She's worried about that giving her problems.
Okay. It's a valid question. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. I don't want to give you a quick answer on that because with you guys coming up with a game plan, which I think is great you're doing it together, by the way. I think that's going to be good accountability. It's going to be good for her. It's going to be good for you, too. But hang tight, and we'll talk about the anti-inflammatory diet, how to get started with it, how it affects irritable bowel syndrome, and also possibly what she can do about that constant infection. This is On Call.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meeting face-to-face behind closed doors in Singapore, talking about denuclearization of the North and some help with their economic situation. One of the people that will be in attendance, former NBA star Dennis Rodman.
It should go fairly well, but people should not expect so much for the first time. So I'm hoping, like I said, the door's open.
Rodman not involved in the talks, but coming to show support. Some tense moments Monday at the Justice Department after reports of an active shooter for a short time. In late afternoon, the streets outside D.C.'s building lined with squad cars. Pennsylvania Avenue shut down for a time, then the all-clear given. A New York man sentenced to 15 years in prison for traveling to Turkey to join ISIS. Arafat Naghi had a history of graphic and violent social media posts, arguing in court he wanted to help victimize Syrians and never wanted to be a fighter. He went in 2012, then arrested in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
New rules call for healthier school lunches. Finally, somebody is making this happen. It's been just crazy. You think back when you were in school and the kind of school lunches, I mean, ours were horrible. I mean, terrible. I mean, I look back at what I ate for lunch. There was a point I really got onto my health kick when I was probably a junior in high school. Now, health kick was milk does the body good. So, of course, I was drinking milk, homogenized, pasteurized milk that's non-organic. But nevertheless, I thought it was healthier than drinking Cokes and sodas and all that. And, you know, evidently, and it is, if you had to pick. But I can make an argument for that one, too. But also, I mean, you think about the hamburgers and the French fries and the pizzas and the puddings. And, I mean, it was just horrible. If I go on my health kick about midway, I guess, in my junior year in high school, started working out all the time, and I just got into all that fitness stuff and health stuff, and I was eating, I started bringing my lunches to school, and things really changed. And when I look back on that, just thinking about the nutrition that you got at school, I mean, my mother was a really good cook, and she was a very, very sweet lady. She's amazing still to this day. She would always cook me, made sure I had a healthy breakfast, and was one of those fortunate, blessed kids that just had one of those moms. She was just, she's a great lady. I just think the world of her. And, you know, and always have a healthy dinner. But it was one of those deals where, you know, parents just trust that the school is going to take care of their kids and they're going to feed them if for whatever the cost is, $4 or $5 or whatever it is a day. And but the food was really bad. And I know that's been a real issue, especially with our young people dealing with things at an early age like diabetes and just some of these health challenges that we're seeing with our kids. And our kids are just fat. I mean, they're just getting big. And what's up with that? So we've got to make some changes. And I know she has her campaign that she's been working on to really help kids get healthy and schools change their ways, and she's had her own deal with that. She's been really on the kick with kids and diabetes, and I really applaud her for that. I mean, I think it's a great effort on her behalf. Little things. If we can affect our young people today and make small impacts in their life, I think it can lead to a greater future for them, because we are what we eat, and we see it every single day. I was working with an oncologist and just hanging out with him the other day, and it was amazing just seeing how cancer forms and just really getting into the nitty-gritty and the details of the science behind it, and seeing a lot of the imaging and seeing specimens from surgery and the actual tumors themselves and how long it takes to form. And it was amazing because different oncologists will have different takes and they have different thoughts, but there's one underlying root cause. We know there's genetic involvement, but also the environmental and lifestyle factors that play such a role. And it's amazing that it's tough to really pinpoint at what age and when your body starts accumulating those cancer cells, because we get cancer every day. It's just our immune system is very strong and it goes in and it'll fight off those cells and break them down and kill them so that they're not detrimental to us. But when you really start looking at the physiology of the body and how it works, if we could start teaching our young people, our kids, to live a healthy lifestyle at an early age and how to manage that and how to take care of themselves and to make better choices and to make healthier choices, it's just such a great way to go. And it's something that if we can start doing that now in our schools and everybody can get on board with it as a country, then our generation coming up after us is going to be in a much better place. But the article talks about the U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He unveiled new nutritional guidelines aimed at upgrading school meals to improve children's health and curb the country's obesity crisis. In a national telephone news briefing, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the proposed rule will raise standards for school meals for the first time in 15 years and make critical changes to food served to nearly 32 million youngsters daily. Good. Way to step up. The proposed rules will add more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and fat-free and low-fat milk to school meals that are based on recommendations from the Institute of Medicine. Schools will be required to limit levels of saturated fat, sodium, calories, and trans fat in meals, Vilsack says. The United States is facing an obesity epidemic and crisis of poor diets, which threaten the future of our children and our nation, Vilsack says in a news release. With many children consuming as many as half their daily calories at school, strengthening nutritional standards is an important step in the Obama administration's effort to combat childhood obesity and improve the health and well-being of our kids. He says raising a healthier generation of children will require hard work and commitment of a host of partners, and the upgraded standards could pose challenges for some school districts. But he says the new Healthy, Hunger-Free Kids Act provides new resources and technical assistance to help schools raise the bar for our kids. The school meal programs are a partnership of the USDA, state agencies, and local schools, and the Agriculture Department has pledged to help upgrade the food programs. I think it's great. Two things, though, if you're going to upgrade the kids' programs, I mean, my gosh, at least take out the whole grains or minimize those or go gluten-free. It's not that much more expensive, gang. It's really not. Spend a little bit extra on our kids. I'd rather you see you charge an extra dollar at lunch and get a little bit better stuff in there. The milk needs to go. Chocolate milk needs to go. What the world is going on with that? put goat's milk in there. Of course, that's not going to happen. But anyway, I'm going to rant about that. Anyway, coconut milk would be great, too. A lot of options. Let me make up the school lunches for these kids. They'll be rocking and rolling. Be my thoughts about it. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Stephanie. Stephanie, welcome. And we were talking earlier, Stephanie, about your mom. And the one thing I was talking about before I got on my little rant there is that with the hip and the knee and the irritable bowel syndrome, we were kind of talking about what to do. And I was talking also, this is a real key. Whenever you get into a place, Stephanie, that you're going to do a diet with someone, and your mom, I know she's got some other things going on, especially with the recurrent infection, but whenever you get into working on a diet together, and whenever you start really working on things together, and you're going to start a new game plan together, I would continue working with our physician on clearing up that infection, because they're probably using, I mean, have them continue to culture her urine and whatnot to be able to check and make sure that it's completely gone. If she's having some blood in there, then, you know, stay with your physician on that. And if they're wanting to do antibiotics, no problem on that. I would encourage you to follow whatever they're laying out. I can tell you there's some things that can adjunctly help in antibiotics to clear up the infection. And that's silver, which you can get in a health food store. It's a liquid silver. It's very good. It's antibacterial and antiviral. It can work very well. Astragalus is good, too, in higher amounts of vitamin C. And believe it or not, cranberry extract. Now, you can drink cranberry juice. That's no problem if you want to do that. However, they make a cranberry extract, and they kind of grind up cranberry, real cranberries, and they put it in a capsule form, and they found that works very, very well. So that's something else that can be helpful in addition to what's going on. And don't forget, heavy amounts of probiotics are really, really good and something you might want to consider. Again, you just go to follow what's over on the label that you get at the health food store. But with her changing her diet, and I know this is involving you too, but let's focus on her for a minute. With her changing her diet, she's going to see a big improvement, in my thoughts, in my opinion, about her hip and her knee. Because when she starts cutting down inflammation in the body, it's going to make a huge difference. Huge difference in joint-related pain, body aches and pains. And it really will. And I think she'll notice a big difference. And with irritable bowel syndrome, I know she's concerned about the vegetables and certain foods that we have listed in the anti-inflammatory diet. But we found over long periods of time of people changing their diets and getting on the vegetables and whatnot. If she cuts out, see, because you've got to remember, she's going to be cutting out a lot of the foods that were stimulating the inflammatory process in the first place. So by her cutting out cow's milk, dairy, and cutting out grains, bread, pasta, and cereal, crackers, and all of that sort of thing, I think she'll notice that maybe where vegetables really bothered her before, that by getting gluten out of the diet, the casein protein, which is in the cow's milk, out of the diet, she's going to notice a big change in the way that she feels and the way her body's able to handle the vegetables. Now, it might not be the case in the very beginning, but you'll probably see a change as time goes on, and that might be something you want to just stay on top of. And you might want to just process of elimination, take out the things that are really bothering her and just keep the ones in there that are not. But make sure she gets a good lean quality protein like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats with their meals. The healthy fats are very, very important at keeping the inflammation down in the body. And also, it's going to help rebuild and strengthen the immune system in a lot of ways. So I think you'll be impressed. And you just kind of follow on target with her. But I think it's great you're doing it together. It is. And with the hip and knee issues, see, a lot of times women at your mom's age won't digest and process calcium very well because they don't have enough vitamin D. So you can get a blood test done with your primary care physician on vitamin D. Keep it between 70 and 90 on that blood test, and you'll be amazed at what will happen with joint-related pains in the body, especially once you get the inflammatory foods out to get the body functioning better and at a higher level. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening On Call.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJImedia.com. That's PIJImedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening and on call. What are you struggling with? You want to talk about it? Well, we can. That's what this show is all about. So make sure you call. Now, here's the deal. If you're thinking about somebody you love, friend, a family member, coworker, a loved one, somebody that's really struggling with their health, we want to help them too. And it's always great to actually talk about it with you, about them, so you can go empower their health and empower their life. Because think about it. Every time you talk to someone, people are struggling with health issues nonstop. I mean, it's unbelievable when you ask someone how they're doing. They're either going to lie to you, or half of them will, and say, oh, I'm fine, which they just means they don't want to tell you how they're really feeling. Or they'll start telling you about something with their health. Big toe hurts, I got a headache today. Oh, you know, I got my back pain today, or I got the indigestion, or I got the gout, or the sugar diabetes, or whatever. Like you most of the times, 99.9% of the time, you don't have anything to say. What are you going to say about all that? Yeah, my grandmother has that. What are you going to say? What if you had an answer? What if you had that encouraging word? Something say, hey, you know, I heard this guy on the radio, and I think something this could help. And you told them something that maybe was so simple, that was so common sense, that impacted their life. You don't have to be a doctor to do that. You just be a friend that's sharing good information to be able to empower someone. It would be encouraging. It's good stuff. Quote for the day comes from Aristotle. He says, we are what we repeatedly do. That's good right there. I can just stop right there for the quote for the day. We are what we repeatedly do. We are our actions. We are our words. We are what we think every single day. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but it's a habit. Think about that and apply that concept to every area of your life. Let's go to Matt right now. Hi, Matt. Welcome.
Well, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. How can I help, man?
I recently was in the hospital for some chest pains to my heart, and they found 90% blockage in one of my arteries and 60% in my right atriatic tube, which is, and they haven't corrected. They said it hasn't been that bad yet, but I'm calling to find out ways to correct that. I had struggled with weight pretty much most of my life. In my 20s, I lost 100 pounds due to a low-fat diet. Gained a few back, but apparently that hasn't been working. To see I'm 31 years old now and got all these problems with my arteries. So I'm wondering if you could suggest how to fix me.
We need to get a toolkit out and start working.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
But here's the key. I mean, with anything going on with your health, first you have to have kind of what I call a made up mind. And when you make the decision that you want to get well, that means that you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be. And when you get to that place, that's when everything changes. That's when you can truly say that I'm ready, and you can truly say that no matter what, I'm ready to get well. I'm ready to stay well. I'm ready to live well. And if you get to that place, then the actual task at hand is pretty darn easy. So that would be the first thing I would say to you is, you know, do you want to get well? Are you ready? Is it something that you want just because you don't want to be sick anymore? Or is it something you want because you want to be healthy for your family,
for, I mean, what's tell me the reason. I mean, obviously, you've got blocked arteries. It's time. But is that the one thing thrusting you into it? What's making you want to make the change?
Well, I want to live for my retirement. I'm 31 years old.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
You have kids?
One kid, yeah.
Yeah. You want to be healthy for them, right?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm not ready to die. And like I said, I'm wanting to live life and, to everything it's got.
Do you believe you can live life with everything it's got? Do you believe
that? Well, I hope so. I keep on pushing every day, and like I say, I'm just calling you to try to get some advice on. I'm taking a fish oil now. I never did that before, and a lot of people say that helps. And I just want to get all the answers I can get.
I understand. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, you're going down the right path. That's why I was asking you those questions. Now, let's talk about it for just a moment. What are you doing? What is your height and weight right now?
Right now, I'm about 240, and I'm 5'11".
So, fighting weight for you would be about 185. Is that where you want to be? About 185?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, that can happen, but you've got to make some radical changes right now. You realize that, right? I mean, you have to make some major changes to drop that kind of weight. But if you do that, you're going to cut your chances you're going to increase your chances of good heart health. But there's a lot you can do to make that happen. This is what I want to challenge you to do first, okay? Because this is going to be a step-by-step process. I know you're calling me for a game plan. Here's the game plan. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Read it cover to cover. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet in there. And just get on the foundational four supplements. And the reason I'm saying that, I'm encouraging you to read and make your own decision, because I think that's going to be a good starting point for you. The motivation, the encouragement, and the direction will be in there to help you stay with your primary care physician as you go through this process. Go to him or she, he or she, and get some blood work done. This is a real strong encouragement to you, okay? Get the blood work done that you need so they can check and see exactly what's going on with your health all the way around. And it's going to be a good point for them to look at just by getting that done. And I think you'll find some good information when you do that. This is On Call. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.